Or maybe I don't go back in time. Maybe I send
my
version of Kyle Reese, and that's you.
Yeah.
You were sent back in time from the future by my real dad. Is it dad? No, myself later. Yes. I got lost.
Me too.
You're basically, in this analogy, you and I were friends in the future. We're fighting the machines.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I got to send you. What happened was because I dropped my guard and took this $35,000 a year job, you know, being a light country DJ, I wasn't paying attention to the pop culture landscape as I should have. Didn't know that Twitter really was Skynet.
Gotcha.
And that Skynet took over and I could stop Judgment Day.
Gotcha.
And you know this in the future.
Gotcha.
Because my mother left me a bunch of tapes that were like, Tiger, clean up your room. And the machines are going to take
and
over.
I'm alive. I'm magically alive again. Remember, I was dead up until like a couple minutes ago.
This is a different scenario.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, fuck, you were dead. Wow, it's just as convoluted as Terminator Salvation at this point. Let's say in this equation you're not dead. Let's say in this equation, I meet you at film school in Vancouver in 1992, because in the future, me, Kevin Smith, sent you, Scott Mosier, my friend, Scott Mosier.
Okay.
Back in time to make sure that I, Kevin Smith, don't take that job. As the light country DJ
when you're 18 or when you're full 50 something.
I'm sending you back to now. But what I did is, well, no. What I send you back with these instructions. Time travel is an imperfect science. I can't pinpoint where you're gonna land.
Okay.
So if you land in fucking,
what year is it?
When I'm doing this?
Yeah.
2039.
So
about 30 years from now. Yes.
So you're 30. You're 69.
Yes.
Okay.
As a 69-year-old man, I send the 69-year-old me, who's been fighting the machines now for 25 years.
Okay.
Side by side, you and I lead the revolution. I send you
5 years from now. Skynet has used Twitter to take it over the world.
Yes.
Okay.
So I send you back in time.
I'm 68.
Yes. you're really fucking, you're like trying to pinpoint the details because you're like, all right.
Someone's going to draw this shit.
So I send you back in time to like right around. What I'm trying to do is send you back in time. Like in our history, in the real history,
You
and I don't meet until the war, until after Judgment Day.
So everything that's happening now hasn't happened.
Yes.